This is the Week in Fake News with
Adam Maidmile.
Gets better every week.
Every time,
that was very
every
clean,
time.
Actually.
I'm Lil Nas Ads. How about that? That's who I am. Hello.
Hi.
Happy week. Another week.
Yes.
Oh, what a big week it's been. Good news for the people of Mount Barker.
That's us.
Yeah, you two live there.
That's right.
Yes. I mean, is that a blessing or not, hey? No, it's not a Pizza Hut, unfortunately, but it is $45 million. How good would a Pizza Hut be?
I'd right, all you can eat.
That one at Marion. Oh, so good. Anyway, am I hungry? $45 million to widen the freeway exchange has been announced.
That's right.
You know, the government's been in power for 5 years. Why now, guys? Why have you decided now's the time? Is there something you want from us? Anyway, $45 million for a new on and off ramp and to widen the bridge. $45 million. Kids, stay at school and learn to build bridges.
Yes.
You will be... That's where the money's at, kids, all right? Building bridges. Anyway, the good news is, under the plan, you'll soon be able to get road rage from a bloke in a 2004 Commodore, both turning left and right from the off ramp. So that's nice. Sturt MP, we're getting political today. MP James Stevens, I don't know if you've seen this story this morning, front page of the paper, missed the crucial vote on the absolutely pathetic religious discrimination bill. Honestly, if you can't teach Oscar Wilde to a gay kid, you need to read more Oscar Wilde. He was very gay.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, Stevens missed the vote because he was asleep in the office.
What?
He was sleeping on the job.
Are you joking?
$300,000 a year these people get paid. He was having a nap. That's like when we missed a talk break because we were too busy on the internet. But no, he was such a weak excuse for such an important vote. I mean, if you're in government and you miss a vote, you'd better be because you're either drunk or making babies with a much younger member of staff. That is the government way.
No, just let's move on.
Is this thing?
Yes, it is.
This thing,
yes,
still on?
Is,
right,
it,
okay.
Is.
Speaking of politics, State Parliament is debating the merits of the over-the-phone voting for people with COVID, of course. There's so many people with COVID at the moment. It could change the result of an election if they're unable to vote. So here now for you exclusively, except for on the other radio station, the agreed format for the over-the-phone voting in South Australia for the election.
Welcome to the South Australian Election Voting Hotline. Your vote is important to us, so please listen carefully to the prompts. To vote for the Liberal Party, press 1. To vote for Labor, press 2. To vote Greens, sun your perineum with the downward dog. To vote for One Nation, fully extend your arm slightly above eye level. To vote for the Palmer United Party, make your hand into a fist and give yourself an uppercut. To vote Independent, press 1. To vote Nationals, how did you get phone coverage? And to hear these options again, please hold the line.
There you go. That's how it's going to happen should it pass. So there you go.
Did you ever work for a company like this before? Like, your phone voice was amazing.
Thank you very much. And that, my friends, is the Adam Made Mail.
Thank you very much, Adam. We'll have you again next Friday if literally you'll have us.
Well, if I don't get sued.
Yeah, actually, that's a more important point. You're on Brekkie with Molly and Craig.